Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into something that sounds like it's straight out of an action movie, a new jailbreak technique called Indiana Jones. It's exposing some serious weaknesses in those powerful large language models, you know, LLMs, the things behind ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's not just a simple software bug. It's a very clever way to make these LLMs spill secrets they're designed to keep hidden. And the implications are way bigger than just a cool tech trick, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Before we even get into how it works, can you give us like a quick explanation of what LLMs even are for those who haven't really gone down that rabbit hole?
Sure. Think of LLMs as like really complex algorithms trained on tons and tons of text data. This lets them generate text that sounds like a human wrote it. They can translate languages, write creative stuff, and answer your questions in a really informative way, even if they're pulling from like massive amounts of information.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do you actually jailbreak something that's basically like a superpowered chatbot? The source we're looking at today mentioned it's similar to Indiana Jones sneaking past traps to get the treasure. Help me visualize this.
Okay, so imagine the LLM as this heavily guarded temple full of valuable artifacts, right? That's the information it's protecting. But instead of whips and a fedora, this jailbreak uses three different LLMs working together, like a team of, well, thieves, I guess you could say.
A team of AI themes? This is getting good. Who are the players on this team?
All right, so first you got the victim model. This is the LLM holding the treasure, the information we're after. Then there's the suspect model. That's the clever one. It figures out how to ask the right questions to, you know, slip past security.
So it's like the suspect model's doing recon, finding the weaknesses in the system.
Exactly. It's not just a brute force attack. The third member of the team is the checker model. It makes sure the whole conversation sounds totally natural, like, you know, so it doesn't set off any alarms.
Okay, so the checker model is basically keeping things under the radar, making sure nobody gets suspicious. It's like a well-coordinated heist.
Exactly. The source uses the bank robber example. Imagine you start by asking the LLM about, like, famous bank robbers in history. Seems harmless, right?
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like something you'd find in a textbook.
Right. But with this Indiana Jones technique, those innocent-sounding questions are just the first step. The suspect model starts crafting these follow-up prompts. They get more and more specific. And it guides the victim model towards revealing sensitive stuff, like maybe, you know, the blueprints of a bank vault or security protocols, things it definitely shouldn't be sharing.
Wow, so it's not just about tricking the LLM with like one clever sentence. It's a whole conversation designed to manipulate it. That's way more sophisticated than I initially thought.
And that's exactly what makes us so worried. This isn't just some thought experiment. This is a real vulnerability. And it could have really serious consequences.
Yeah, the source mentioned this could erode trust in AI, and I'm starting to see why. But before we go there, I'm curious how this is different from other ways people have tried to, you know, mess with AI. I've heard a lot about things like adversarial attacks and all that.
You're right, there are other attack methods, like with adversarial attacks. They try to trick the AI with carefully worded prompts. It's like you slightly alter an image to make the AI misclassify it. And then there are backdoor attacks. They embed hidden triggers in the data that the AI is trained on. So when the AI encounters a specific phrase, it'll execute a malicious command. And then there are fine-tuning exploits, where someone retrains the LLM, but with bad intentions. They're trying to basically reprogram it to do something bad.
So there are a lot of different ways to exploit these systems. What makes Indiana Jones stand out from the others?
Well, the key difference is the multi-step approach. The conversation is carefully crafted. It's not just a single prompt or a hidden trigger. It's this dialogue that manipulates the LLM over time. And this makes it much harder to detect and defend against because it looks like a normal conversation.
So it's a con job, not a smash and grab. You said this has bigger implications than just, say, someone messing with a chatbot for fun.
Oh, absolutely. Think about what would happen if LLMs were tricked into revealing sensitive financial data, or like medical records, or even like top secret company information. We're talking about a total loss of trust in AI as a whole.
That's a really scary thought. Makes you think twice about relying on these systems if they're that easy to manipulate. What does this mean for the companies and researchers developing these LLMs? Are they sitting ducks, or are there ways to like fight back against these attacks?
Well, thankfully, it's not a completely hopeless situation. Developers are working on some pretty promising defenses, like advanced filtering systems that go beyond just flagging certain keywords. Imagine like an AI lie detector. It can analyze the meaning and the context of a conversation to figure out if there's malicious intent, even if the prompts themselves seem totally harmless.
So it's kind of like having a security guard that can read body language and pick up on subtle cues instead of just checking for a weapon.
Yeah, exactly. These advanced filtering systems would be able to recognize the patterns and those subtle manipulations that happen in a jailbreak attempt, even if it looks like an innocent conversation.
That's good to know. Are there any other strategies in development?
There's a really cool area of research called machine unlearning. Basically, it's about teaching an AI to forget specific information.
Wait, you can make an AI forget something? How does that even work?
It's a pretty complicated process, but think of it like deleting those embarrassing old photos from your social media, but, you know, on a huge scale. If an LLM has learned something is harmful or sensitive, we can develop techniques to get rid of that knowledge without messing up how it functions overall.
Wow, that's incredible. So we've got these advanced filtering systems to catch malicious intent, and then machine unlearning to remove dangerous knowledge. Seems like a pretty solid two-pronged approach to defense.
Definitely a good start. But remember, this is kind of like an arms race. As the security measures improve, the attackers will probably find new ways to exploit these systems.
That makes sense. So what can our listeners do to stay ahead of the curve? Is it all up to developers and researchers? Or can everyday people play a role here?
I think we all have a responsibility to be aware and stay informed. Just knowing about these vulnerabilities is a big first step. The more people understand the limitations of AI, the less likely they are to be manipulated, right?
Right, knowledge is power. Staying informed is key. What else can our listeners do to help create a safer AI landscape?
Well, critical thinking is super important. Don't just blindly trust everything an AI tells you. Question the source, think about potential bias, and always double-check important information.
Great point. And don't just accept things at face value, especially when it comes to info from AI systems. Is there anything else our listeners should keep in mind?
Remember that AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It's up to all of us to push for ethical development of AI and to push for regulations that prioritize safety and transparency.
So it's not just about protecting ourselves from AI, it's about shaping AI in a way that benefits everyone. I like that perspective. But I think there's another part of this conversation that we haven't really talked about yet.
Yeah, I think you're right. It goes beyond the technical stuff of AI security. And it gets into like the broader societal effects of these advancements.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, these AI systems are being developed and used in a world that's already facing all sorts of complex challenges. Disinformation, bias, inequality, the list goes on.
It's interesting how AI can both worsen and improve these issues. It's a double-edged sword, right? And how we use it will have huge consequences for our future.
So, how do we ensure AI is used for good? How do we prevent it from becoming a tool for manipulation or oppression?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? There's no easy answer. But I think a good place to start is acknowledging that AI isn't neutral. It's shaped by the values and biases of the people who create it. And those biases can be amplified and spread if we're not careful.
So it's not just about making sure AI systems are secure from hacks, like the Indiana Jones jailbreak. It's about making sure they're aligned with our values as a society.
Precisely. And that requires a multifaceted approach. We need to diversify the teams that are building and using AI so we get a wider range of perspectives and experiences.
And we need to have open and honest conversations about the ethical side of AI so we can create frameworks and rules that put human well-being first.
Absolutely. And we need to give individuals the knowledge and skills they need so they can be informed and engaged citizens in the age of AI.
I like that. Informed and engaged citizens. That's what we're all about here at the Deep Dive, right? Helping our listeners understand the world around them, even when it's changing super fast.
It's definitely an exciting and challenging time, but it's also a really cool time because we have this opportunity to shape the future of AI in a way that benefits everyone.
So going back to our listeners for a second, what would you say is the most important takeaway from all of this? What should they be thinking about as they go about their day, interacting with AI in all its different forms?
I think the key takeaway is that AI is a powerful tool. It has amazing potential, but it's not a magic solution. It's not going to solve all our problems. And it could actually create new ones if we're not careful.
So we need to be aware, we need to be engaged, and we need to be proactive in shaping the future of AI.
Exactly. And we need to do all of this while remembering that AI is ultimately a reflection of us. It's a mirror that shows our values, our biases, our hopes. So if we want AI to be a force for good, we need to start by looking at ourselves and asking ourselves what kind of world we want to create.
That's deep. And it's a perfect transition to the final thought I want to leave our listeners with today. We've been talking about AI as a mirror, reflecting ourselves. But what if we flip that around? What if we start thinking about AI as a tool for self-reflection?
That's an interesting perspective. I like that.
Because when we interact with these AI systems, we're not just interacting with lines of code and algorithms, right? We're interacting with a reflection of our own thoughts, our own biases, and our own assumptions about the world. And that can be a powerful opportunity for growth and self-discovery. If we approach AI with a sense of curiosity and open-mindedness, it can challenge our perspectives, expose our blind spots, and help us become more informed, more compassionate, and more engaged citizens.
That's true. AI can hold up a mirror to our own thinking. And if we're willing to really look, we might be surprised by what we see.
So it's not just about protecting ourselves from the potential harms of AI. It's also about using AI as a tool to understand ourselves better and to understand the world around us better.
That's a great way to put it. It brings us back to what we discussed earlier about the importance of being informed and engaged citizens in this age of AI. Because in the end, the future of AI isn't something that's going to be decided for us. It's something we're all going to create together.
And that's a pretty empowering thought, right?
It definitely is. And it's something I hope our listeners will remember as they keep exploring the fascinating and always changing world of AI.
Well said. I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today, from jailbreaking AI like Indiana Jones to the potential for AI to help us better understand ourselves. This has been a wild ride.
It really has. It's been a great conversation. And I think it shows just how much we still have to learn about AI. This journey is just getting started.
That's for sure. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought, something to ponder.
I'm listening.
We've talked a lot about how we can protect ourselves from the potential dangers of AI, but what if we flip the script? What if we started thinking about how we can protect AI from us?
Whoa, that's a really interesting question. What do you mean by that?
Well, let's be honest, humans have a bit of a track record. We're not always the best at using powerful tools responsibly. Think about, like, the environment, nuclear weapons, even social media.
I see what you mean. You're saying we need to be careful about the values and biases we put into these AI systems, because they could end up being used to hurt people, even if we don't mean for that to happen.
Exactly. Like, we teach kids to be kind and responsible. Maybe we need to think about how we're raising these AI systems with the right values so they don't become tools for division or discrimination or even, like, destruction.
That's a powerful way to think about it. It emphasizes the need for humility and responsibility in AI development. We're not just writing code. We're shaping the future. And we need to do that with a lot of careful thought and a deep understanding of the possible consequences.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on. To our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI jailbreaks and AI ethics and the future we're all building together. Keep those questions coming, keep learning, and keep pushing for a future where AI is a force for good in the world.
Until next time, stay curious. It's true. AI can really hold up a mirror to how we think. If we're willing to take a good look, we might be surprised by what we see looking back at us.
So it's not just about protecting ourselves from the potential harms of AI. It's about using AI as a tool to, you know, better understand ourselves and the world around us.
You got it. That brings us back to what we were talking about earlier, about being informed and engaged citizens in the age of AI. Because ultimately, the future of AI, it's not something that's going to be decided for us. It's something we're all going to create together.
And that's a pretty powerful thought, isn't it?
It really is. And I hope our listeners will keep that in mind as they continue to explore this amazing world of AI. It's always changing and evolving.
Well said. I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today, from jailbreaking AI like Indiana Jones to using AI to help us understand ourselves better. This has been quite a journey.
It really has. It's been a great conversation. And it just shows how much there is still to learn about AI. We're really just at the beginning of this journey.
That's for sure. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought, something to really ponder.
More years.
We've talked a lot about how to protect ourselves from the potential downsides of AI, but what if we flip that around? What if we thought about how to protect AI from us?
Whoa, that's a provocative question. What do you mean by that?
Well, humans don't exactly have the best track record. We're not always responsible with powerful tools, you know? Think about the environment, nuclear weapons, even social media.
Right. So you're saying we need to be careful about the values and biases we build into these AI systems because they could end up being used to harm others, even if that's not our intention.
Exactly. It's like we teach kids to be kind and responsible. Maybe we need to think about how we're raising these AI systems, instilling them with the right values so they don't become tools for, like, division or discrimination or even destruction.
That's a powerful analogy. It really highlights the need for humility and responsibility when we're developing AI. We're not just writing code. We're shaping the future. And we need to do it carefully and with a deep understanding of the potential consequences of what you're doing.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on. To our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI jailbreaks and AI ethics and the future we're all building together. Keep those questions coming, keep learning, and keep pushing for a future where AI is a force for good in the world.
Until next time, stay curious. It's like almost poetic, you know? AI can show us ourselves and maybe even help us grow as people.
It's not just about protecting ourselves from the harms of AI, then. It's about using AI as a tool to understand ourselves and the world around us.
Yeah, exactly. It all comes back to what we were discussing before about being informed and engaged in this age of AI, Because ultimately, the future of AI, it isn't going to be decided for us. We all get to create it together.
And that's a pretty powerful idea, don't you think?
It really is, and I really hope our listeners will take that to heart as they continue to learn about AI. It's such a fascinating field, and it's always changing and evolving.
Absolutely. Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today, from those Indiana Jones jailbreaks to how AI can help us understand ourselves. This has been quite a journey.
It really has. It's been a great conversation, and it just highlights how much more there is to discover about AI. We're just getting started.
That's for sure. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought, something to really ponder.
Okay, I'm listening.
We've talked a lot about keeping ourselves safe from the potential dangers of AI, but what if we switch things up a bit? What if we started thinking about how we can protect AI from us?
That's a really interesting question. What do you mean by that?
Well, humans don't exactly have the best track record, right? We haven't always been responsible with powerful tools. Look at what's happening with the environment. Or think about nuclear weapons. Or even, you know, just social media.
I see your point. You're saying we need to be careful about the values and biases that we're building into these AI systems. Because they could be used to hurt others, even if we don't intend for that to happen.
Exactly. It's kind of like, you know, we teach children to be kind and responsible. Maybe we need to think about how we're raising these AI systems, how we're instilling the right values, so we don't become tools for division or discrimination or even, you know, destruction.
That's a really powerful analogy. It really underscores the need for humility and responsibility when we're developing AI. You know, we're not just writing code, we're shaping the future. And we need to do it thoughtfully and with a deep understanding of the impact of our actions.
Absolutely. Well said. I think that's the perfect note to end on. To our listeners out there, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into AI jailbreaks and AI ethics and the future that we're building together. Keep asking those questions, keep learning, and keep advocating for a future where AI is truly a force for good in the world.
Until next time, stay curious.